Shalom, אנחנו לומדים מספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading from the writings of בעל הסולם, article of Shamati. What is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord in the work? You can watch our lesson on Cup TV and Sviva Tova and send questions, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Again, the writings of בעל הסולם, Shamati 16. What is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord in the work?
Right. There is day and night in astronomy, which is how we turn around ourselves or the sun. And then there are other more broader circles, cycles, that we're also following, but day and night of the Creator, how do we examine that? How does that have to do with our day and night? Clearly, it has nothing to do with our world, because in our world, still forces are at work. However, the day and night of the Lord probably have to do with some states that a person can detect. To the extent that he identifies with the Creator and becomes closer to the Creator, then he feels, what is day and night for the Creator? What kind of changes of states are there? And do they happen with the Creator, or a person describes it this way? We're going to learn about all of this from the article. And, of course, it's important for us to feel, understand, detect, recognize, and integrate with the day and night of the Creator. And there cannot be a day without night, or vice versa. And when the Torah intends to communicate its message to the person, when it says day or night, it only refers to spiritual day and spiritual night relating to the Creator. And we have to learn how we integrate with that and how do we become part of that and begin to live according to spiritual day and night. And that's how we'll carry out our entire process of development and the eternal process of the eternal spiritual nature. So let's see what is the day and night of the Creator in man's work. How will one come to a state where the night shines as dark, the night shines as day, and they all become one day and night? Let's see.
Shamati 16, what is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord in the work? Our sages said about the verse, "Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light." There's an allegory about a rooster and a bat that were awaiting the light. The rooster said to the bat, "I am waiting for the light since the light is mine. But why do you need the light?" The interpretation is that since the bat has no eyes to see, what does it gain from the sunlight? On the contrary, to one who has no eyes, sunlight only makes it darker. We must understand the allegory, meaning how the eyes are connected to looking in the light of the Creator, which the text names the Day of the Lord. They gave an allegory in that regard about a bat, that one who has no eyes remains in the dark. We must also understand what is the day of the Lord, what is the night of the Lord, and what is the difference between them. We discern the day of people by the sunrise, but with the day of the Lord, and what do we discern it? The answer is, as the appearance of the sun. In other words, when the sun shines on the ground, we call it day. When the sun does not shine, it is called night. It is also the same with the Creator. A day is called revelation, and darkness is called concealment of the face. This means that when there is revelation of the face, when it is as clear as day for a person, this is called a day. It is, as our sages said above the verse, the murderer rises at daytime to kill the poor and indigent, and in the night he is as a thief. Since he said, and in the night he is as a thief, it follows that light is day. It says there that if the matter is as clear to you as light that comes over the souls, he is a murderer, and it is possible to save him in his soul. Thus we see that in the matter of day, the Gemara says that it is a matter as clear as day. It follows that the day of the Lord will mean that the guidance which the Creator leads in the world will be clearly in the form of good and doing good. It follows when one prays, his prayer is immediately answered and he receives what he has prayed for. And one succeeds wherever he turns. This is called the day of the Lord. Conversely, darkness, which is night, will mean concealment of the face. This brings one doubts in the guidance of good and doing good and foreign thoughts. In other words, the concealment of the guidance brings one all these foreign views and thoughts. This is called night and darkness, meaning that one experiences a state where he feels that the world has turned dark on him. Now we can interpret what is written, "Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord." Why do you need the day of the Lord?
So far, is it clear what's written? These are necessary things. Is it clear what is day and night that he's going to explain? I'm asking to ask questions according to the text, if it's unclear. Not what you're thinking around it, but around the text. If you don't understand what we've written, literally, the words, then ask. And I'm going to check you. Are you asking questions to assist all of us in understanding? And not that you're asking because you want to know something for yourselves. Hebrew 10.
When he's using the word murderer, what does it mean?
Meaning that it kills. Italy 4.
Buongiorno Rav, perché nel giorno del Signore le nostre preghiere vengono accettate?
Why is in the day of the Lord our prayers are accepted?
Because in the day of the Lord we are closer to the Creator. We are in a direct line of communication with Him. Me for Him and Him for me, this is called the Day of the Lord. And then my prayers are accepted and I also accept how the Creator turns to me. There's always a connection. However, it's just not clear to me what is my communication with Him. All right, let's continue.
We continue. Now we can interpret what is written, "Woe unto you, desire the day of the Lord." Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light.
Meaning, there are people who have no relation to day and night of the Creator, meaning the states that He defines as spiritual, and therefore the Kabbalist is asking, why do you need that? You're not in that at all. You know, you have no desire or deficiency for it.
The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are waiting to be imparted faith above reason.
Vessels of bestowal.
That faith will be so strong, as if they see with their eyes with certainty that it is so, that the Creator watches over the world in a manner of good and doing good. In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world as the good who does good, since seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is against reason. And when one does what is against one's reason, this is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the creatures is in a manner of good and doing good. And while they do not see it with absolute certainty, they do not say to the Creator, we want to see the quality of good and doing good as seeing within reason. Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask the Creator to give them such strength that this faith will be so strong, as if they see it within reason. Meaning that there will be no difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what they, those who want to adhere to the Creator, refer to as the Day of the Lord. In other words, if they feel it as knowledge, the light of the Creator called the upper abundance will go to the vessels of reception, called kelim of separation. They do not want this, since it will go to the will to receive, which is the opposite of kedusha, which is against the will to receive for one's own sake. Instead, they want to adhere to the Creator, and this can only be through equivalence of form. However, to achieve this, meaning in order for one to have desire and craving to adhere to the Creator, since one is born with a nature of a will to receive only for one's own benefit, how is it possible to achieve something that is completely against nature? For this reason, we must make great efforts until he acquires a second nature, which is the desire to bestow. When one is imparted the desire to bestow, he is qualified to receive the upper abundance and not blemish.
Toronto 2.
Rav, so it turns out that faith above reason is the day of the Lord or not?
Yes. In faith above reason, you merit seeing the day of the Lord the way he sees it. Yeah.
That doesn't go into reason. You don't have to be afraid of that.
No. No. Not to be afraid. because you're already in faith above reason. If you fall from it, however, that's a different thing. But typically, that's what it is. Mach VG 3.
Здравствуйте. И стало совсем непонятно, зачем упоминается вор, убийца и спасение душ.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Совсем стало непонятно, зачем упоминается вор, убийца и спасение душ.
It's not clear. What is he speaking about that?
It will become clearer later on. Kazakhstan.
What does it mean, the good governance of the Creator?
That means that the Creator supervises over us the way He is, good and good that does good. And I'm under such conditions that He can open Himself to me, and then I'll see His providence as good that does good. That's according to my correction. BBUK.
Когда в десятке раскрывается такое состояние, я вижу товарища, что он как бы действует против.
When in the ten such a state appears, or a friend works seemingly against the ten, do I need to ask for the revelation of the Creator?
Hold on. You're starting to ask things that are not necessary. Niv, go ahead.
When one is imparted the desire to bestow, he is qualified to receive the upper abundance and not blemish, since all the flaws come only through the will to receive for oneself. That is, even when doing something in order to bestow, deep inside there is a thought that he will receive something for this act of bestowal that he is now performing. In a word, man is unable to do anything if he does not receive something in return for the act. In other words, he must enjoy, and any pleasure that one receives for one's own benefit, that pleasure must cause him separation from the life of lives because of the separation. This stops one from adhering to the Creator, since Tvekut is measured by the equivalence of form. It is thus impossible to have pure bestowal without a mixture of reception from one's own powers. Therefore, for one to have the powers of bestowal, we need a second nature, so one will have the strength to achieve equivalence of form. In other words, the Creator is the giver and does not receive anything, for He lacks nothing, meaning that what He gives is also not because of lack, that if He has no one to give to, He feels it as a lack. Rather, we must perceive this as a game. That is, it is not that when he wants to give, it is something that he needs. Rather, this is all like a game. It is as our sages said, regardless of the queen, she asked, what does the Creator do after he has created the world? The answer was, he sits and plays with a whale. As it is written, this whale you have created to play with. The matter of the whale refers to dvekut and connection. This means that the purpose, which is the connection of the Creator with the creatures, is only a game. It is not a matter of a desire and a need. The difference between a game and a desire is that everything that comes in the desire is a necessity. If one does not obtain one's desire, he is deficient. But with games, even if one does not obtain the thing, it is not considered a lack. As they say, it is not so bad that I did not get what I planned because it is not so important. This is so because the desire he had that he had for it was only a game and not serious.
We have to flow together with the author, with the composer. How he writes, I'm listening, as if sailing on these waves. And what he says goes in, it comes in. I listen, I integrate with it, I accept it, I format myself according to his mind, to his feeling, so that I see the world through his eyes.
Kiev 1.
This gap between laughter and necessity. If we're talking about the Creator as a system of forces in nature, then on what kind of game is laughter mentioned?
The system of nature is a complete system. You cannot have something that is maybe this way or it's that way. And so we're in that system of nature. And when we operate, then according to our actions, we see our actions this way or that way. And we are as if allowed to make all kinds of mistakes, inaccuracies, in order to detect from this how much we identify with the Creator and how much we don't. And accordingly, we advance. So that we feel ourselves more and more how much we are matching it or not. There's no problem that the Creator gives a certain state and I exactly integrate with that state. And then He changes my state and I exactly fit myself to it. That's not a problem. That's one thing. The problem is seeing, recognizing according to my desire whether I want to be in that state, and can I be in that state, and can I move from the one state to another state? Meaning to have some ability of my own to change the state, to respond. That's the question. Because the system is an ideal system. However, it has to show me its corruptions, so to speak, in order to see how to correct it. The Creator made this corruption. He broke, He shattered the system of Adam HaRishon, He shattered us, He confused us completely, He tore apart all of those ideal connections between us. Why? In order for us to make the effort and try to connect between us against the shattering and thus see ourselves that we understand the system. This needs to be connected to that and that needs to be connected to that. Maybe this way, maybe that way. And so as we assemble together, we have to see how to best come together and be connected. And in this way, we achieve corrections. and thus recognize, acknowledge the Creator and understand the Creator, why He did this and not that. This is called, from your actions we know you. By the breakage he made, I make a correction and then I understand him. And then I realize that the shattering and the flaws that he made was only for me to attain him.
When the Creator plays with the whale, we, as a whale, what is the most important side we need to have?
Connect between us in love, above all the differences, all the crimes, all there is. Connection of love between us. USA Midwest.
Yes, Rob. Why is going above reason, or rather something that's against what my eyes see, why is that any less egoistic? I'm just accepting something, so why is it less egoistic than if I see it with my own eyes?
In your eyes, to begin with, you see what's good for you, and you can't see anything else, because the will to receive comes first, and then your vision second. With the eyes that are above reason, you detach your will to receive, and then you try to see through the eyes of others. The others. Meaning, what's good for the others, what's good for the friends, what's good for the Creator, through their eyes. And that's why it's no longer your vision, but it's what's called an objective vision. That's it, Niv.
We continue. It follows. It follows that the whole purpose is for one's work to be entirely in bestowal, and he will not have any desire or craving to receive pleasure for his work. And this is a high degree, as it is what happens in the Creator. This is called the Day of the Lord. The Day of the Lord is called wholeness. As it is written, let the stars of morning be dark, let it look for light, but have none. For light is considered wholeness. And when one acquires the second nature, the desire to bestow that the Creator gives him after the first nature, the will to receive, now he receives the desire to bestow, and then one is qualified to serve the Creator in completeness. And this is considered the Day of the Lord. Thus, one who has not been rewarded with the second nature to be able to serve the Creator in the manner of bestowal, and waits to be rewarded with this, meaning with bestowal, meaning he has already exerted and did what he could do to obtain that force. He is considered to be awaiting the Day of the Lord, to have equivalence of form with the Creator. When the Day of the Lord comes, he is elated. He is happy that he has emerged from the control of the will to receive for himself, which is separated.
From this, he is happy that he came out of the rule of the will to receive for itself,
that would separate him from the Creator. And now he clings to the Creator and considers it as having risen to the top. It is the opposite for one whose work is only in self-reception. He is happy as long as he thinks that he will receive some reward from his work. And when he sees that the will to receive will not receive any rewards for his work, he becomes sad and idle. Sometimes he comes to doubt the beginning and says, I did not swear on this. Thus, moreover, the day of the Lord is attaining the power to bestow. If one were to be told, this will be your profit for engaging into all mitzvot, he would say, I consider it darkness, not light, since this knowledge brings one to darkness.
Shilot.
Questions. Focus group.
In the beginning of the article, he writes that the day of the Lord will be when his prayer is answered, he receives what he wants. And in the end, he writes, if they'll tell him this is his profit, the day of the Lord, then he will say it's darkness.
That depends on what state he's in. What state he's in. That's why there's a question to begin with. Why do we need the day of the Lord? It's darkness and not light. If the day of the Lord comes to us, to our vessels of reception, that is, it is darkness. And if we rise above our vessels of reception to vessels of bestowal, then we attain light. But it's a different light already. It's a light of bestowal.
So what does it mean that he's answered and his prayer is accepted?
The prayer is accepted if he wants to attain the day of the Lord instead of the daylight of himself, his own day. All right? Jerusalem.
What is the work we should do in order to reach the day of the Lord?
To attain the vessel of bestowal.
What kind of work?
What kind of work to do? Through the friends. The integration with the friends that you are dissolving there, literally. You melt among the friends. That's the way to feel what's the vessel of bestowal. To at least be as an embryo. Tbilisi.
Hello, Rav. Do we need to reach in our intellect the fact that we're free from the will to receive?
We have to reach a state where we wish to rise above our will to receive. We want to see the world in a force of bestowal, not reception. We want to rise. Rise above, and that comes from exercise, through exercising.
Meaning, Baal Sulam doesn't say that we have to be within reason.
Above our mind, above our feeling, that is called above reason. New York 3.
Hi, Rav. He says here, sometimes he comes to doubt the beginning and says, I did not swear on this. What is he trying to say here?
That sometimes he wonders about what he had. This is called, this is what it means, that he's sorry for taking a certain path and now he wants to take a different path. This is what it means. PT 6.
רב, גם אצל האדם כלי השפעה זה
those vessels of bestowal, if a person has it, it's good, and if not, then it's okay to pretend to laugh about it, or it's a different attitude.
I didn't understand.
He writes here that whether or not the Creator bestows, it doesn't obligate him, it doesn't cause him a deficiency. When he talks about laughter, it should be the same in men?
No, we'll get to that later on. The vessel of laughter is something very lofty. Moscow 1.
Rav, you said that for men to rise above his will to receive, we need to see realistically at the friends, through the eyes of the friend. What does it mean?
It doesn't matter what the friends have. Rather, if I try to see through them the reality, through how they see it, by that I get used to coming out of myself and rising above myself. And that's how I come closer to the force of bestowal above the force of reception. Let's continue.
We finished the article.
Ah, did we? Okay, good. I didn't notice. Yeah, right, you're right. Okay, let's move on to the next part.
Yeah, we go to the next part of the lesson.
Somewhere in the still of the night, a whisper of love awakens inside. Somewhere in the dark there's a flame, a light in our hearts guiding us through the pain. Years of chasing after the wind, but the treasures of life are hidden within. The answer will come down from above, piecing all of the world in one vision of love. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of life. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of love. Melody rises with the sun, from the silence it came and calls everyone. United here we stand with one voice, a time to give thanks, a time to rejoice. Everything is clear to see, and the walls are no more between them and me. Together in this ocean of love, in the depths of the heart, united as one. From our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one, in the rhythm of love. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one, in the rhythm of love. From our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one, in the rhythm of love. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one.